Quote, "In Latin, the word rendered disciple signifies student. The word indicates that the power of healing was not a supernatural gift to those learners, but the result of their cultivated spiritual understanding of the divine science which their master demonstrated by healing the sick and sinning." Close quote. From the day you found Christian Science, you have been a student. Your unfoldment and growth have been the result of your cultivated spiritual understanding. And Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "If half the attention given to hygiene were given to the study of Christian Science and to the spiritualization of thought, this alone would usher in the millennium." Close quote. It is the receptive thought that readily yields to these great truths and sees them as the way to practical truth. This, in effect, will cause us to change our base and work out from mind. This path is easy, removing all obstacles because we divest our thought of material obstacles. In fact, there are no material obstacles. They are only beliefs. You will find the yoke is easy. You will find the burden is light. Don't be afraid to admit this. All that keeps you from seeing the yoke easy and the burden light are fear and ignorance. Don't be discouraged. How could you be without courage, since you understand courage and know that the man of courage is one seeing things through to completion, for he has no fear? Are you going to admit fear? Jesus told you that you could do all he did. Quote, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Close quote. Now, nothing can arise in your consciousness that can, in any way, annoy you or make you fearful. Anything that appears contrary to good is only the negative appearing of good, because good is omnipresent. Quote, "Remember, thou canst be brought into no condition, be it ever so severe, where love has not been before thee, and where its tender lesson is not awaiting thee." Close quote. God called everything good. Why don't you? Quote, "God selects for the highest service one who has grown into such a fitness for it as renders any abuse of the mission an impossibility. When he commissions a messenger, it is one who is spiritually near himself." Close quote. Quote, "The simplest problem in Christian Science is healing the sick, and the least understanding and demonstration thereof prove all its possibilities. The ability to demonstrate to the extent that Jesus did will come when the student possesses as much of the divine spirit as he shared, and utilizes its power to overcome sin." Close quote. Science is clear and exquisitely simple. The manual. Mrs. Eddy considered the manual to be one of her very important books. In listing her books in the order of importance, she names the manual as number 4. You must realize how important your manual is and how Mrs. Eddy regarded it. She said to John Lathrop, quote, "Every bylaw in the manual is inspired. I did not write them any more than I wrote Science and Health." Close quote. In Miscellany, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The article on the Church Manual by Blanche Hersey Hogue in the Sentinel of September 10, 1910, is practical and scientific, and I recommend its careful study to all Christian Scientists." Close quote. Study the article Mental Digestion in Miscellany. Here Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Notwithstanding the sacrilegious moth of time, eternity awaits our Church Manual, which will maintain its rank, as in the past, amid ministries aggressive and active, and will stand when those have passed to rest. Of this I am sure, that each rule and bylaw in this manual will increase the spirituality of him who obeys it, invigorate his capacity to heal the sick, to comfort such as mourn, and to awaken the sinner." Close quote. Under the heading of discipline, Mrs. Eddy put 15 pages in the manual. These should be studied. An important bylaw is the one entitled Alertness to Duty. Quote, "It shall be the duty of every member of this church to defend himself daily against aggressive mental suggestion, and not be made to forget nor to neglect his duty to God, to his leader, and to mankind." Close quote. First, defend yourself against aggressive mental suggestion. Everything comes as consciousness, and it is up to you to challenge every thought that presents itself. Your duty to God is to know that God is all in all, and that all is good. At all times, maintain your oneness with God, with good. Never allow yourself to forget nor to neglect your duty to your leader. Mrs. Eddy's works are gospel, and it is your duty to obey the letter and the spirit of her writings. You are not to forget nor neglect your duty to mankind. Keep the first commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." The second commandment is like unto it, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." It is all summed up in the sixth tenet, quote, "And we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure." Close quote. Quote, "Individuals as nations unite harmoniously on the basis of justice, and this is accomplished when self is lost in love, or God's own plan of salvation. To do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly is the standard of Christian Science." Close quote. Alertness to duty means to keep everlastingly at it. When you do this, you will neither forget nor neglect your duties. This summer, I enjoyed J.B. Phillips' translation of the New Testament in Modern English. I would like to give you the translation of Matthew 13, 9, 16, and 17. These verses portray in modern English the words of Jesus and bring out alertness to duty. Quote, "The man who has ears to hear should use them. But how fortunate you are to have eyes that see and ears that hear. Believe me, a great many prophets and good men have longed to see what you are seeing, and they never saw it. Yes, and they longed to hear what you are hearing, and they never heard it." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy wrote the board of directors on February 27, 1903, as follows. Quote, "Never abandon the bylaws, nor the denominational government of the Mother Church. If I am not personally with you, the Word of God and my instruction in the bylaws have led you hitherto and will remain to guide you safely on. And the teachings of St. Paul are as useful today as when they were first written." Close quote. Quote, "The present and future prosperity of the cause of Christian Science is largely due to the bylaws and government of the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston. None but myself can know, as I know, the importance of the combined sentiment of this church remaining steadfast in supporting its present bylaws." Close quote. Study your manual carefully. Abide by its rules and bylaws. It is important that you do this. Quote, "Eternity awaits our church manual." Close quote.